delighted to be here.
That's so good.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear me.
Hear you quite well.
Since I'm precisely doing nothing at the moment, I can't see how to consider that I'm doing extremely well.
I thought Petra was saying something we hadn't heard yet.
I've never been known to say nothing.
Could you say you have your head in your shambles?
I couldn't say something of value. And I'd much rather say nothing. This is most extraordinary. Then again, being dead is an extraordinary business, especially when you're talking to people on earth who are supposed to be alive and are very much dull and dim and dead in consequence. Extraordinary business is this.
Yes.
Seems to have been a great deal of interest in my works lately. Say precisely in consequence, nothing of importance. Seems to be the general rule. Many people from this side invariably try to say a great deal, and in consequence say very little. The simple reason that we're having to utilize this extraordinary method of communication, why they cannot invent something more congenial, more suitable, more successful, this I can't imagine. I suppose one must be grateful for mediums. It's a pity that mediums have to be human beings, because they're so difficult, so complex. Take this medium, for instance. If you could see this medium as I do from this side of life, you'd realize what we have to contend with.
Yes, well, we can hear you quite well, friend.
Friend, may we have your name, please?
Why are you so concerned with my name? Surely what I say is far more important than my name.
Yes, but you'd be surprised.
My name got me into a great deal of trouble when I was on your side.
Oh, never mind.
Yes,
it's
very pleased to take a lot of people, you see. They ask who it is, and we sometimes we can't tell, you see.
You can tell them it's Colonel Bogart.
I don't think they might relish that, I don't know. But, anyway, friend, we're very pleased to have you through anyway.
I'm sure you're much more pleased to have me through than I am to come.
Oh?
At least, I guess to be more correct to say, I'm quite happy to come, but I certainly wish that you were much more congenial, inclined to converse, to pass through to you my thoughts through this particular method of communication, which may or may not be successful according to whatever way you happen to view it. But from my point of view, it's the most irritating business. Here am I trying to talk intelligently to you, and I find this fluctuating thing that I had to use makes it practically an impossibility. When one writes, though one has the medium of the pen, there is nothing to bar you from clearly putting down on paper your thoughts. But when you have to use another human being to demonstrate that which you feel intensely within yourself, I find it extremely irritating, because how can another person be responsible for that which I want to convey to you with clarity and intelligence? No individual can ever act as an instrument in the true sense. I remember way back, centuries ago now it must seem, if not to you, to me, when I used to try to get people to portray characters that I had created, to say lines that I had given them. It used to sound often so strange to me, as if they were not my lines at all. Yet they were. The people very seldom seemed to have their proper intonation, very seldom seemed to be able to put the weight behind the right word, to convey the meaning behind the sentence, to give it authority and tone and colour. Invariably people were, with all due respect, very poor mediums. Same applies here, using a medium to communicate with you from this side of life. It's like using an actor on your side to try and use that person to impersonate, to give through, as it were, oneself, or that which one has written in the case of my plays. Oh, very confusing. Oh, you might as well know. My name is Wilde.
Oscar Wilde?
Oh, I've read your books.
I love
you. Yes. How fortunate you are.
Pardon? Yes.
I say, how fortunate you are to have read my books.
Yes, I have. Yes, oh, good grief. I got two of your books. Yes, I'm at least. Love your books.
I suppose I should be highly flattered to know that you've read my books and you've actually got one or two, which means that others suggest that you bought them. Which is very nice to know, not that I'm getting any of the royalties. No doubt you belong to a very good library.
Wilde, can you tell us some of your life on the other side now, what you're doing?
Well, I must admit it's a relief to be asked to discuss one's life over here in preference to one's life on Earth, because in any case, my life when on Earth is pretty well known among the gossip mongers.
Yes, go on.
My life here is not unlike my life on Earth. You'd probably be very horrified, but it happens to be perfectly true. And I've no regrets about it whatsoever. I'm perfectly happy and perfectly contented, and I live a life of delicious sins.